This is Kristen Nicole Young, and you're listening to the Headbands and Hard Truth podcast. Hey, welcome back. We are starting to wrap up our end time series. So if we get through everything today, this will be the last episode. If not, we'll just have one more left. So we are nearing the end. Thanks so much if you have watched all these videos, and I know it's a lot to take in, it's a lot to dive into, but thanks for following along, thanks for studying with us. It's been really neat to do this. So we are going to pick up where we left off last week, I think talking about the Great Tribulation, so we're going to just go ahead and jump into it because we've got a lot to talk about.
Yep. So there's a lot to be said about the Great Tribulation. And last week we read Revelation chapter 12. And the main point that we were drawing out of Revelation chapter 12 is to see that Satan was thrown down. John saw this. He saw this in heaven. Satan was thrown down and he had great wrath. And he was pursuing, the woman, Israel. And he was also pursuing the rest of her offspring, who is the church. And so we are the offspring of Israel. And that was the main point of what we wanted to see last week, to know and understand that the Great Tribulation is not the time of God's wrath. It is the time of Satan's wrath, because he is angry. He is wrathful about the fact that he has a limited amount of time. And so he then pursues Israel, and he pursues the church. Israel is taken to a place of safety. Israel being the people, the nation, right? The heritage that's Israel, true Israel. And they are taken to a place of safety and protected by the Lord during this time until their eyes can be opened to Jesus, the true Messiah. But the church is we remain. And the dragon, or Satan, then comes after, pursues the church. So, those who hold to the testimony of Jesus, we will be the target of Satan's wrath. Okay, so that was the main point. A lot of other really great stuff in Revelation chapter 12. But this is, again, a broad overview and a big flyover of all of this, so we are not going to delve into all of that. But this week we're going to look at Revelation chapter 13 and start talking a little bit more about what the Great Tribulation is actually going to look like. So we know from last week and from Revelation chapter 12 that the Great Tribulation is Satan's wrath, him pursuing the church, okay, and persecuting, killing, all those things, right? Making life difficult, if not impossible, for the church. And so now in Revelation chapter 13, we're going to get a few more details about what is actually going to be going on, okay? So we're going to read all of that, and let's see, Kristen, would you read 1 through 9, and then I could read the rest?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Revelation 13, starting in verse 1. And I saw a beast rising out of the sea with 10 horns and 7 heads, with 10 diadems on its horns and blasphemous names on its heads. And the beast that I saw was like a leopard. Its feet were like a bear's, and its mouth was like a lion's mouth. And to it the dragon gave his power and his throne and great authority. One of its heads seemed to have a mortal wound, but its mortal wound was healed, and the whole earth marveled as they followed the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, for he had given his authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast, and who can fight against it?" And the beast was given a mouth uttering haughty and blasphemous words, and it was allowed to exercise authority for 42 months. It opened its mouth to utter blasphemies against God, blaspheming his name and his dwelling, that is, those who dwell in heaven. Also, it was allowed to make war on the saints and to conquer them. And an authority was given it over every tribe and people and language and nation, and all who dwell on earth will worship it. Everyone whose name has not been written before the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb who was slain. If anyone has an ear, let him hear.
Okay, and then picking up with verse 10. If anyone is destined for captivity, to captivity he goes. If anyone kills with the sword he must be killed. Here is the perseverance and the faith of the saints. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. He exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and he makes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose fatal wound was healed. He performs great signs, so that he even makes fire come down out of heaven to the earth in the presence of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth because of the signs which it was given him to perform in the presence of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who had the wound of the sword and has come to life. And it was given to him to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast would even speak and cause as many as do not worship the image of the beast to be killed.